This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're invited here to join us on the radio waves where you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And here on the live Saturday edition with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to be starting things out with a special guest. It's not typical that we do guests here on Free Talk Live, but every now and then, we just have to bring somebody in who, you know, is more of an expert, because we're not really much of experts on anything. We're talk show hosts, so we have opinions about everything, but not really so much experts on everything. And so every now and then somebody's either a newsmaker or some kind of genius we need to bring in to talk to about something. And this weekend is setting up what is going to be a very, very big few days for Bitcoin, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency that has taken the world by storm. What's the price? What today? Like 2,800 or something? 2,700, I think, somewhere in that range. 2,700 US dollars per Bitcoin. And we've been paying attention to Bitcoin for quite a long time here on Free Talk Live, going all the way back to around 2011 when we first started talking about it, when it was in the news. I think it was Roger might actually remember better, because Roger Veer's with us from Bitcoin.com. Roger, longtime sponsor of the show, all the way back to the days when you were sponsoring us with Memory Dealers, which was what you did before you became this Bitcoin evangelist.
He probably still does it.
That's true. But you know, nobody talks about Memory Dealers. They all talk about your opinions on Bitcoin. You were probably one of the most controversial figures, or have become one of the most. I think you went from one of the most loved to one of the most controversial figures in Bitcoin, or at least that's the way it feels. Welcome back to Free Talk Live, Roger.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
And you've engendered all of this controversy just because you believe that you're kind of sticking true to the original message, the original vision of this this amazing cryptocurrency as it was portrayed by Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder, the anonymous founder of Bitcoin. Maybe take our listeners real quickly through kind of your history. Why did you, you know, how did you figure that Bitcoin was going to be the success that it was?
So, as a, you know, growing up in Silicon Valley, I'd been around computers my whole life, and my hobby from around junior high school age had been studying economics. And the more economics I studied, the more of a libertarian I became, and, you know, today I prefer the word voluntarist. And when I discovered Bitcoin, or when I heard about Bitcoin on your show, actually you guys mentioned it in 2010 for the first time, and it wasn't until 2011 that I actually Googled it, and then I put all the pieces together in my head, but I realized that Bitcoin was the best form of money that the world has ever seen, and that it can empower every single human being on the planet to be able to interact financially with every other human being on the planet without having to get permission from any government or bank or corporation. And as a voluntarist or a libertarian, of course, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I couldn't help but get involved full-time to start promoting it. So a number of the ways I did that is my company, Memory Dealers, became the first company of any substance to actually start accepting Bitcoin as payments. I started paying for national radio ads on your show for years and years and years now, promoting Bitcoin. I did billboards. I did everything I could think of to promote Bitcoin. I set up the first website where you could buy hundreds of thousands of items for Bitcoin at cheaper than Amazon or Newegg or Overstock years before you know, any of those other companies started accepting Bitcoin. And I think my message has been the same the entire way through. My message has been this is a technology that can empower every human being on the planet to transact with anybody else without permission. And initially, it was basically for free. And one of the biggest questions I had when I first heard about Bitcoin on your show was, can this scale so that everybody on the planet can use it? And Satoshi Nakamoto, the inventor of Bitcoin, was very, very clear, and he laid out the math that all you have to do to allow every human being on the planet to be able to use Bitcoin is just let the block size continue to grow as more and more people start to use it. You'll have this cheap, almost free transaction platform for the entire world. But what happened is that people that came into Bitcoin much, much later, for example, Adam Back, the CEO of Blockstream, which is another company involved in this space, he had a personal invitation from Satoshi to get involved in Bitcoin before it even launched. Instead of getting involved, he emailed back Satoshi about why it would never work and didn't get involved in any way until the Bitcoin price was around $1,000 in 2013, and he didn't own a single Bitcoin up until that point. And so this guy may be an excellent mathematician or cryptographer, but he had absolutely no understanding as to why Bitcoin was to become useful as money. So this guy and his company and a whole bunch of people that think like him, they've decided that Bitcoin can't possibly scale for everybody to be able to use it on-chain. And so instead of allowing Bitcoin to scale in the way in which Satoshi Nakamoto outlined from day one, they've decided they want to convert it into a settlement layer, where people do all sorts of transactions off of Bitcoin and then just settle back to the Bitcoin blockchain. And actual Bitcoin transactions cost, you know, tens or 20 or, you know, even $100 for per. And I've heard some of them say that they're just fine if it costs $1,000 to do a single Bitcoin transaction on chain. But that's just insane. As we've seen over the last few months, when the Bitcoin blocks became full, everyone has to bid against each other for space within those blocks. And we saw the Bitcoin fees go from less than a penny when all of us on the show first got involved.
That's right.
To now being several dollars each, sometimes tens of dollars each. And we've seen Bitcoin's market
share. That's no joke. I'm a regular user of Bitcoin, and I've seen the fees hitting $2, $3 regularly, and I have seen them higher than that over the last few months. They've gone down recently. And, you know, there's some speculation as to why that happened. It seemed to coincide with this agreement at the New York agreement, where the different sides had been fighting over how to scale Bitcoin. It kind of came to and, you know, made a consensus. It was after that that it seemed to be around the same time that the number of transactions that have been sort of sent into the network sort of started dropping very strangely, but it's still very high. The fees are still much higher than they used to be. As you said, no more than usually than 1 or 2 cents to send any amount, basically, of Bitcoin just as recently as a couple, 2, 3 years ago. And now it's still regularly as much as 30 to 50 cents, for a regular priority transaction these days. So it's down from the peak of, say, $2 or $3 per transaction at the median to like maybe 50 cents to a dollar today. But still, that's still going to kill off all the microtransactions. It has killed off all the microtransactions. The ability to, give a few cents of a Bitcoin tip to somebody online. Nobody can do that stuff anymore.
So one of the first ways that I helped to spread Bitcoin, actually, was advertising it on your show. You guys had me on for a couple of hours to explain Bitcoin back in 2011, and I told everybody to go to your Facebook page, and I would give them a dollar worth of Bitcoin, and, it might have even been a whole Bitcoin back then, actually. And I know lots and lots of people did, but today the fees would be too high to do something like that. And
right.
When I was giving away the whole Bitcoins, they were like $2 or $3 each at that point, so
right.
It wasn't quite as big a deal as it is now. But it's just, it's not only undermining microtransactions, it's undermining normal transactions. So I think you mentioned that there's a restaurant of some sort there in Keene that accepts Bitcoin, but if you have to pay an extra dollar or two to buy something, people aren't going to use it.
Right. Hamburger's expensive enough, and then you tack on another extra buck or two, and you're like, why am I not just paying in U.S. dollars? And I think a lot of people are probably asking, why doesn't somebody just pay in U.S. dollars anyway? What do they want Bitcoin for?
Well, Bitcoin's money that can't be inflated or controlled by the government. As most of the listeners of your show probably know, the government can print as much money as they want at any time for any reason, and oftentimes they use that money for horrible reasons, to drop bombs on people around the world or lock peaceful people in prison for having a plant that wasn't approved by some politician far away. That's just nonsense. Whereas if you use Bitcoin, you can bypass all of their control and all of their ability to manipulate the economy and all of their ability to do these bad things. So if you're a peace-loving individual, you should absolutely love Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general, for that matter, because it undermines the power of the state to control the economy and to control peaceful people.
Yeah, that's a great reason to use it. And it also does exactly what it, says it's going to do. It provides people with secure transactions globally in a relatively short period of time. Now, these fees that have been bid up recently have been a result of the fact that the Bitcoin network is full. And so the Bitcoiners have been arguing for a couple of years over how to fix this problem of this full Bitcoin network. And what we're going to see happen coming up here in just a couple of days, August 1st or July 31st, depending on what time zone you're in, there's going to be a potential fork of Bitcoin. And that this situation has been very fluid and has changed since the last time we talked to you, Roger. So if you've got time to stick with us, let's keep this conversation going. Yes?
You got it.
More with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. We'll continue in moments. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. Dynavite.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want, although we're talking about the imminent interesting situation that has developed around Bitcoin, where coming up on either Monday or Tuesday, the 31st or the 1st, depending on which time zone you're in, there's going to be a potential fork that is starting to look more like a very realistic fork, something that is seems almost certain to occur at this point. There was a lot of, you know, uncertainty just a matter of weeks ago, and we've been discussing this situation as it's been developing. Thanks to the folks over at Bitcoin.com for doing just a great job of covering this situation, this unprecedented forking opportunity for Bitcoin, where Bitcoin can essentially double, if you will, or split into two, where if you have Bitcoin right now, so if you have, let's say, I don't know, you got half a Bitcoin right now, if you're holding that Bitcoin in what's called a non-custodial wallet, which means that you control the private keys to the wallet, wallets like Jax, for instance, Mycelium, Airbits, pretty much all the major...
Bitcoin.com wallet?
Yes, thank you. Roger's here with us. Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com just launched their wallet fairly recently. What, just a few weeks old? How new is that thing?
Yeah, probably 2 or 3 weeks now, and it's available for every platform. And you hold your own Bitcoins on your own device.
That's correct. And then on the forking day, when this user-activated hard fork, which we'll talk about in a moment, forks potentially Bitcoin, you'll then, if you had half a Bitcoin before that point, you'll have half a Bitcoin after that point, and you'll have half of what's going to be called Bitcoin Cash, which is essentially going to be a new competitor, also calling itself Bitcoin. And yes, that seems like it could introduce some confusion into the marketplace, but Roger, you're pretty happy about this happening, right?
Yeah, I'm really happy about this happening. There's been this civil war going on for, you know, several years within Bitcoin, and you know, both sides have these irreconcilable differences. One side wants, they literally and openly say they want Bitcoin transactions to be slow and expensive and easy to double spend. And then there's people on my side of the debate that want the original Bitcoin that was laid out by Satoshi, in which transactions are fast and cheap and almost impossible to double spend. And these two sides have these conflicting visions. And this fork that's going to happen on August 1st, it's basically like both sides get they're getting a divorce, or they're getting the version of Bitcoin, the exact version of Bitcoin that they want and like and appreciate, and everybody gets to be happy. And we're seeing that already. Bitcoin's had a run-up in price. You mentioned that the price of Bitcoin is about...
You'd think everybody would be happy, but it doesn't sound like they're happy.
It doesn't seem that way. I mean, before you go on, Roger, what about these user-activated soft fork people? This was the original group, so there's two groups aside from the SegWit2x folks. There's the agreement that came to the people came to, the majority of the hash. The hash rate, that's the mining rate of the people out there mining Bitcoin. The 83% supermajority of the miners came to this agreement. Lots of major Bitcoin-related companies agreed to this. You were one of the signers of this agreement that happened in New York City back in late May for the so-called SegWit2x, which would combine both of the proposed fixes for Bitcoin into one. And so the user-activated soft fork people were the people who said, well, we really think the segregated witness, a.k.a. SegWit, is the way. And then there's these other folks, the user-activated hard fork people, who say, well, a bigger block size is the way. And that's what you've been supporting very heavily, Roger, is the idea that just increasing this technical aspect called the block size would allow for more transactions per second or per minute to be processed by the network. Both of those are being combined together, but aren't the user-activated soft fork people, the guys who first threatened to fork Bitcoin on August 1st, aren't they going to be upset about the 2x part of the SegWit2x, where the block size will supposedly be doubling from 1 megabyte to 2, you know, a few months down the line? Is it possible that, you know, that SegWit2x thing could fall apart, or that the user-activated soft fork people may go ahead and try to fork Bitcoin anyway on August 1st? What do you think?
So I think that there's actually a decent likelihood that there will wind up being three versions of Bitcoin for some period of time. On August 1st, almost for sure, there's going to be two versions of Bitcoin. There will be Bitcoin Legacy or Blockstream Bitcoin, and then there will be Bitcoin Cash, which is the big block version of Bitcoin. But then later on, the SegWit2x is supposed to happen as well, which will be the Bitcoin Legacy chain is supposed to fork into having 2 megabyte blocks, but the user-activated soft fork people and these people that think, you know, 1 megabyte blocks are fine forever, they will do their absolute best to block that. So there's a really good chance that Bitcoin will split again at that point into a 2 megabyte version of Bitcoin with SegWit and a 1 megabyte version of Bitcoin with SegWit, and then we'll continue to have the Bitcoin Cash version of Bitcoin with you know, bigger blocks and no SegWit attached. So there's a potential for three different versions of Bitcoin. But again, there's 1,000 different altcoins already out there where people can choose the one that's most useful to them. It's the same with Bitcoin. People can choose the version of Bitcoin that's most useful to them and most in line with what they need and want out of a cryptocurrency. And I found a really, really common reoccurring theme with people on the small block side of this debate. And that reoccurring theme is that they don't use Bitcoin. Hmm. By their own admission, they barely own any Bitcoin. They hardly ever use it. Tone Bays, one of the loudest user-activated soft fork people, openly said when I had a debate in Ann Arcapulco with him previously, he said he's not a Bitcoin user. Yet he's spending all day making social media things, you know, complaining about the user-activated soft fork and this and that. And by his own admission, he's not a Bitcoin user.
Hmm.
So if you're not a Bitcoin user, then
why do they care?
Should you care?
Why would he care? Why does anyone care?
That's a great question, but for myself, I use Bitcoin more times than I can count every single day, and I've watched it become less and less useful because of these full blocks and high fees that are an intentional part of the design by these small block people. They literally want Bitcoin to be slow and have high fees.
So I look at you know, Facebook enough during the day. I'm tuned in to your account. I got you like in a favorite or something like that. So I see every time you post. I look at it, and there are these people that are just waiting for you to post to say, you know, the meanest, yeah, the meanest things about, you know, like, I don't even, they're not convincing me. I don't know what there is. I don't even know if they're, what they're trying to convince anyone of. And as a matter of fact, it's so confusing, this complaint, but it appears as though, you know, anything at this point, anything you do is just bad. I don't even understand, what world these folks
Roger
are Beers, looking for.
Satan spawn.
Right. Now he's Bitcoin Satan.
Yeah, I don't want to go too deep down a conspiracy hole here, but almost all of these people that are following my every move on the internet and posting all these horrible things about me, I don't know any of them. I've never heard of any of them. None of my friends actually know them. I can count on one hand the number of people that I actually know that you know, say bad things like that I'm trying to kill Bitcoin or destroy Bitcoin. And anybody who's been around Bitcoin for any reasonable amount of time knows that I'm not trying to destroy or kill Bitcoin. My message has been consistent from day one. I want to use Bitcoin to liberate every human being on the planet from the control of central banks and governments. That's my goal with Bitcoin when I first got involved, and that's still my goal today.
Yeah, so I've tried in a couple of occasions to have conversations with these people to have them explain, because they must, if they're spending this kind of time, right, they must have a point. And
it's like talking to a stop free keener or something.
I
like
don't
that.
Even know what they're saying. Like in one case, they appear not to even understand what Bitcoin is.
Oh my.
I'm like,
and they're probably not using Bitcoin themselves either, because if they were, they'd know there's a problem.
All right. Roger, I know I didn't ask you how much time you had before we started the interview. Do you have time for more?
Yeah, I set aside my morning for you guys. So
that's awesome. Roger Veer here from Bitcoin.com. We're going to continue. If you've got a question for him, maybe you're new to all of this. You probably are. Maybe you want to ask it. You're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. Our numbers here, number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the upcoming potential, I would say high potential, for a fork in the Bitcoin blockchain. For the first time, there will likely be two Bitcoins when the dust settles sometime on August 1st, just days from now. So one of the most important questions is, what do you do to prepare yourself? And we'll talk about that coming up. We got Roger Veer with us on the line here from Bitcoin.com. He is in Tokyo, where it is bright and early in the morning over there. Thanks for being with us and continuing the discussion here, Roger. We actually have a call on the line. We're going to get to that here in a moment. But I do want to let our listeners know that the good news about the Jax wallet, they have announced, I don't know if you caught the wind of this, Roger, but Jax has announced as of today that they will be supporting the upcoming fork of Bitcoin Cash in the Jax wallet. They may not have it implemented in time for the, you know, the forking day, but they are working on getting that implemented. So our listeners who have their Bitcoin in Jax, as long as you're not in an urgent rush to access the Bitcoin Cash, they will be making it easy for you to get access to that probably in the coming days or week or so. So that's good news. Jax is the official wallet of Free Talk Live. JAXX.io is where you can go to get it. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who was actually on our show last night, talking in detail also about what, you know, what we've got coming up here in the Bitcoin world in the next couple of days. And he made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. Let's go to the calls here. Roger Veer is with us from Bitcoin.com. The big Bitcoin split day coming up August 1st or July 31st, depending on your time zone. Alan, you're on in Indiana listening to WIBC. You're on with Roger Veer.
Well, hi. I appreciate you taking my call, and I just got in the vehicle, so maybe you've covered this, and if you have, I apologize. But I've never understood how Bitcoins were originally financed. Why would a person take something that's not legal tender in the beginning? How did it get financed, and why would people accept it as a currency in exchange for a product or services? I've never understood how it originally became an alternate currency. It's just like if I created something called Bambaloo Bucks or something like that, who would take my Bambaloo Bucks for a car or a book or whatever.
Sure.
Maybe I'm just a little thick, but I just never have understood that.
Good question. Roger, you want to field that one?
Sure. So Bitcoin has all the characteristics that make it useful as money. So Bitcoin is useful and scarce. Anything that's useful and scarce will have a price. And the things that make Bitcoin useful is that there's a limited supply. You can teleport it anywhere in the world instantly just like that. Nobody can block you from transferring it to or from anyone in the world just like that. And that gives it – it's easily identifiable. You can't counterfeit it. It has all these characteristics that make it incredibly useful as money. So just like gold and silver long, long ago, because it has characteristics that make it useful as money, people just naturally started to use it as money. And then it grew and grew and grew from there to where now there's, you know, tens of millions of people around the world that are using Bitcoin as money and more all the time. But the problem with Bitcoin and why there's this civil war going on is that there's a group of people that are, because they don't understand the economic reasons why Bitcoin is useful as money, they've been undermining that. But if you think about it, with a dollar, if you have a dollar bill in your pocket and you want to pay me in Tokyo, there's no easy way to do that. But if you have some Bitcoin on your phone and you want to pay me in Tokyo, you can do that instantly. And up until recently, you could do that basically for free. And you don't have to get permission from a bank. You don't have to get permission from PayPal or a credit card company or anyone at all. And it works just like that. And nothing like that had ever existed ever before Bitcoin. So it was so much more useful than other forms of money available that people just naturally started to use it in commerce. And I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I think it's worth pointing
out. No, not at all.
Well, then I'm going to give it a shot. All right. So currency is like anything. It doesn't exist in a vacuum. Bitcoin isn't its own thing by itself. It's comparable to other currencies. And so Bitcoin allows you to do many things that you can't do with, say, a U.S. dollar. Is that the currency you're used to using? Yep, so you use U.S. dollars on a regular basis, you find them to be useful, you go to stores, you buy things, you'll go online, you'll use a credit card, but that credit card costs money for the transaction for the merchant. Bitcoin costs less to make that transaction.
Well,
also,
I guess it allows you to send... When dollars are... used to be backed by gold and silver until we went off the gold standard. And then, but gold and silver was universally worldwide accepted as legal tender.
Sure.
But so if I gave you a dollar, you would know that you could get some type of value for that. But when it first started, when the first person created it, there wasn't any knowledge of what a Bitcoin was. So how did that person get people to accept it as a progression. Product?
It was a progression. Over time, here's what happened. There are people who care a great deal about the fact that the dollar and other currencies around the world are not backed by something of value. The governments can create a whole bunch of these things on their own. Roger, do you care about that?
Of course I care about
that. You care about it. I care about it. Somebody who understands math and programming... this whole group of people throughout the 90s called crypto punks or cypher punks. I'm not entirely sure what they were. Anyway, they created this idea of an online currency, but they had a trouble with one thing called basically counterfeiting or double spending.
Oh, he just dropped. Thank you for the call.
Bitcoin solved that problem. And, at first, people were creating Bitcoins and they weren't worth anything. Then somebody said, oh, I'd like to get some Bitcoin and I don't want to have to do the work to, I don't want to turn my computer on and do all the work to get some. I'll just order a couple of pizzas for somebody who has a bunch of them. And I think the number was 10,000 Bitcoins.
That's right.
Today a Bitcoin's worth $2,700. But at the time, it was worth, you know, like
a
nothing.
Fraction
it was,
of, yeah.
No, it was worth zero.
Yeah.
Until somebody said, I'm going to send you two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin, and we're going to do a transaction.
Uh-huh.
It was worth zero. At that moment, it became, you know, whatever two pizzas worth and a 10,000th of that. And then over time, it began to ramp up. When we first heard about Bitcoin in 2011 or 2010, I remember in 2011 in January, it was 27 cents. And then it was 27 cents. Now it's $2,700.
Yeah.
And so here we are, you know, 6 years later or whatever that is. So it's, I can see why people, you know, they got to wrap their mind around this new currency. But this currency allows us to do something that we're doing right here on the air. So we've got hope.freetalklive.com, which is a charity where, you know, we're helping to build an orphanage in Africa. You're sending a transaction with no costs. How difficult is this? You have to put together an organization, a non-government NGO or whatever to, you know, do blah, 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 blah. Not with Bitcoin. All I have to do is find a guy who's has a bunch of orphans over in Africa, and we send him money, and he's building an orphanage. We're at one story. We're going to two stories. It's working out.
You're sending him money with Bitcoin,
yes.
And you're avoiding all the old money channels of, like, MoneyGram, Western Union, which if you send it with
and the churches that are involved, the governments that are involved, and everything that was always taking a cut all the way through before this, Bitcoin made this possible. Now he's getting something close to 100% of what is sent.
Yeah, sure. Whereas if you used the old money channels like Western Union and MoneyGram, you would have paid who knows how much in fees to send it over there. You would have had to jump through all kinds of identification hoops. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anybody who's ever used these old money transmission systems knows how much of a hassle they are. Roger Veer is with us here. Roger, stand by. We're going to continue here in moments. He's with us from Bitcoin.com. We're discussing the upcoming Bitcoin fork, which means some interesting things are going to possibly go down coming up here on August 1st. And we're going to continue. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. The Bitcoin drama reaching a fever pitch here over the weekend as the various different sides square off and prepare for what may be the first ever Bitcoin fork into two Bitcoins, two distinct types of Bitcoin that may arise after August 1st. Dean and Mark in the studio, you can join us on the radio here with Roger Veer from Bitcoin.com. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you want to call on Skype, you can, but you have to wait till we get Roger off the line because we're not going to be able to conference a call on Skype. But we can definitely conference you in if you're on the toll-free lines at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Now, so coming up, Roger, the Bitcoin fork. For listeners that are unfamiliar, Bitcoin is this amazing decentralized cryptocurrency, and people who want to learn more about it, if you're brand new tonight, and this is just this whole conversation, even though we're trying to keep out of the technical weeds, is sending your head spinning, I would recommend dropping by Bitcoin.com when you get a moment. If you're in the car, wait till you get home or to the office, and spend a few minutes there checking out the video that you guys had, got a good intro video and some real good basic introductory information as to what Bitcoin is and why it really matters. And a lot of people in the world care about Bitcoin, and that's why they've been fighting so passionately over the direction that it should go in the future. And one of the things about Bitcoin, Roger, is that, as you pointed out, it's decentralized. There's nobody who's in charge. Even the guy who wrote, or gal, we don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is, even this anonymous person who wrote Bitcoin and released it to the world back in 2009, that person, they disappeared from the scene, but even if they hadn't disappeared, they wouldn't be in charge of this thing. And while to some extent having centralization makes it easier to make a decision in that some board of directors or CEO or executive can just say, this is what we're doing, and they set the direction for whatever that organization is, in Bitcoin, for changes to be made, there's all these different interest groups that play a role in this happening. How is Bitcoin's governance so different from, the traditional money that we're used to?
Yeah, I guess one thing I'd like to point out in regards to this civil war that's going on within Bitcoin is the other side seems to view decentralization as a goal in and of itself, whereas myself and I think most people on my side of the scaling debate, we view decentralization simply as a tool to achieve censorship resistance with Bitcoin. And the goal isn't decentralization in and of itself. The goal is the censorship resistance. So what makes Bitcoin so useful as money is that it's censorship resistant. You can send money. If the other person can manage to get an internet connection in North Korea, you can send money to or from someone in North Korea or any other country in the world where they manage to have an internet connection. And nobody can block it or stop it or do anything to control that in any way. And the reason it's possible is because of the decentralization, but that decentralization is just the tool that's used to achieve that ability. And I don't think it's a goal in and of itself. So you just need enough decentralization so that Bitcoin is censorship resistant. You don't need an infinite amount of decentralization. You just need enough. And if I had to summarize the disagreement, the other side I think just wants decentralization as a goal in and of itself, and they're willing to sacrifice all sorts of usability and all sorts of other aspects of Bitcoin that would make people actually want to be able to use it just so that they can have what they view as more decentralization. But you're going to have way less users. I'd much, much rather see a world in which you have billions of people using Bitcoin and maybe, you know, tens of thousands of full nodes, which is a very small percentage, than a world in which we have 10 million people using Bitcoin and 10,000 full nodes, which is about where we're at today. So
now, the other side is proposing this software change called Segregated Witness. That's the name of the software. And what it does is it moves some Bitcoin transactions off of the Bitcoin blockchain.
That's the distributed ledger that runs the Bitcoin network.
Basically. Right. And that's the way that everybody can see that a transaction's legit. And anybody can see, anybody can go and, audit the ledger anytime they want. And, you know, the ledger is immutable and legit. Right. And if they're going to move them off of the ledger, what, like, who's going to be auditing this, and how are we going to be able to see these transactions? I have yet to be able to figure this out. Who, where is the blockchain for Segregated Witness?
So it makes a separate area for that data. And another interesting point that I just had pointed out to myself recently here is that right in the Bitcoin white paper, it defines what Bitcoin is, and it defines it as a series of digital signatures that keep track of the coins. So what Segregated Witness does is it takes those digital signatures and basically allows people to discard them. So by the definition of Bitcoin in the Bitcoin white paper, Segregated Witness Bitcoins are not actually Bitcoins. And maybe Segregated Witness would work just fine, maybe it wouldn't, but we know for sure that Bitcoin worked excellently for 8 years without Segregated Witness, and Bitcoin didn't have any problems at all until the blocks were allowed to become full. And it was the blocks becoming full that made the fees become really high, made the transaction confirmation times become really long, and made people start using things other than Bitcoin. I have a guy that I buy Amazon gift codes from that I've been paying in Bitcoin recently because of this craziness. He asked me to start paying him in Dash instead of Bitcoin. And it's not because of anything other than the Bitcoin blocks have become full, and that makes Bitcoin less convenient than other cryptocurrencies. Right. And it's insanity to have this full block policy. And that's why I'm so vocal in opposition to it. It's suicide for Bitcoin.
But yet you signed the SegWit2x agreement that this large group of interest groups came together and agreed to back in late May. Why did you do that? It seems like you don't really support the Segregated Witness as a solution.
So the company, Bitcoin.com, our representative was there. We agreed to it. We will fully support SegWit2x. All of those people agreed to that before Bitcoin Cash was really even a thing. Mm-hmm. On a personal level, I think Bitcoin Cash is much, much truer to Bitcoin.
Does that mean that it will survive, though? I mean, you know, there's like I guess there'll be two different Bitcoins and they'll have two different names. Which one will carry the crown, I guess, is the question I might ask.
Yeah, there'll be plenty more fighting about which one gets to be called Bitcoin in the future as well.
So it would appear. Now,
one of them, I mean, is right now being so these new Bitcoin Cash coins are not available yet. They're not going to be available until after the fork happens, probably on August 1st. But there are people who are already trading on the Bitcoin Cash on what are called futures. And you can see the numbers over at coinmarketcap.com. Just search for BCC or Bitcoin Cash. Right now, the Bitcoin Cash futures are trading at $385 US dollars per Bitcoin Cash unit. And that, you know, obviously that can change dramatically between now and August 2nd or whatever.
It basically bounces between $300 and $600, depending on when you look.
And, you know, it could go up, it could go down. We don't know what's going to happen. But my big question, Roger, is, you know, how many people are expressing support for this? I mean, we've seen there's enough support to bring up the futures price to around, you know, a fraction of a Bitcoin at about $400 US per each. But on the other hand, you know, all these miners seem to be behind the SegWit2x proposal, and in order to have Bitcoin Cash succeed, it has to have support of at least a, you know, some amount of miners. And if enough miners don't get behind it, then isn't there some way for people who are like hostile towards it to attack it and somehow snuff it out of existence? What's that all about?
Yeah, one more piece of drama for Bitcoin. So at the moment, Bitcoin Cash seems to have a lot of support from exchanges around the world. There's exchanges all over the world, including, you know, Kraken and Coin and you know, tons of them at this point, that are openly saying that they're going to support Bitcoin Cash. And as you said, there's all these futures trading going on it, and it has a lot of volume. It's one of the bigger cryptocurrencies already, just with people trading the futures.
It's a top five currency, and it doesn't exist.
Well, it does exist, but it's identical at the moment to Bitcoin.
Okay.
So they're about to split. And you mentioned at the beginning of the show that the current Bitcoin price is $2,700.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually $2,700 plus the price of Bitcoin Cash. So you're looking at the Bitcoin price being around $3,000 at the moment. Because at the moment of the split, you'll own both Bitcoin Legacy and Bitcoin Cash, and they both have two separate values at the moment. So I think that's why we've seen the price of Bitcoin run up over the last couple of days, is because a bunch of people are buying it ahead of the split, because they know that after the split, they'll own Bitcoin Legacy and Bitcoin Cash.
Is that the terminology that's going to be sticking here, Bitcoin Legacy? Because I thought it was Bitcoin Core.
It might stick if we start using it enough. It's whatever people want to call it. So it's just kind of a...
You could call it old Bitcoin.
It's called
too.
Whatever people agree to call it. So... but lots and lots of exchanges are supporting it. Lots and lots of wallets are supporting it. You just announced earlier that the official wallet of Free Talk Live, Jax, is supporting Bitcoin Cash.
Yes.
The Bitcoin.com wallet will have Bitcoin Cash integrated shortly as well.
And that's an indicator that there's support in the market for it. But what about the miners? Because, again, if the miners don't get behind
miners go where the market goes.
Yeah, you would certainly think so. But if the market's at $2,700 on one and $400 on another, what is a realistic expectation for how many of the miners are going to break away from the current Bitcoin? Roger, stick with us. Appreciate your time here. There's more coming up. Hour number two is on the way if you want to join us with Roger Veer. Now, if you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.